All right, we're joined by Hank Shulman, at Hank Shulman on Twitter, and he covers the Giants for the San Francisco Chronicle. Henry, nice to have you here.
It's good to be here.
All right.
Be nice and healthy.
Tell me, Henry had quite an entrance here. The chair, something happened with the chair, and you're surrounded by lawyers, so.
It was not a weight issue. Just to be clear about that.
Okay.
I was not too heavy for the chair.
What's your thought about this little rescheduling? You know, they could have put it on a Thursday. They could put it in September. Not really. Really, but the way they did it, what's your thought about it?
Well, it's different than it would have been in years past. And I wrote about this in the story that's in the Chronicle today. You know, in the past, they would have used this mutual off day that they have on April 26th to play it. But there's a huge emphasis now on making sure the players get their off days, have full off days. And it's actually written into the collective bargaining agreement that they now have a certain number of off days they have to have. And that's why the season is longer now, because they have to get those in. And so both teams wanted to play a doubleheader. They preferred a doubleheader, the day-night doubleheader, than as opposed to giving up their off day. And the commissioner's office approved it. Nowadays, the commissioner's office has to approve all these reschedulings. In the old days, the team had a bigger say. But, you know, there's too much hanky-panky going on. So everybody approved it. Players approved it. The teams approved it. So we're going to have our first doubleheader here in about 5 years.
Yeah, and Larry Bear was on with us earlier, and he said, look, the rainout was a Friday night game. So if we would have put it on a Thursday, people who thought of, they were taking the weekend off, so to speak, to come to the game, would have to come back on a Thursday night. That wouldn't work, so we tried to put it on a weekend to accommodate him.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, he's always thoughtful like that.
In general, are we thinking the players are happier to do this and not give up an off day? Because I know nobody wants to do the doubleheader, but are they more willing to do the doubleheader than to give up an off day?
Right. That's the issue now. And I think they're going to have about, I think the Giants are going to have about 8 off days this year where they don't even get on a plane. Usually, I think last year they had 2. So this is, like I said, I mean, this was one of the major issues, believe it or not, that the union got asked in collective bargaining agreement that they wanted, when really they probably should have been asking more about the luxury tax and the qualifying offer, but they were more interested in quality of life issues, this labor negotiation, and that was a key issue for them, getting those off days.
Well, and as we've seen, the Giants and several teams are putting more emphasis on getting sleep. Now they've got guys who are working on making sure they're resting, and they're spending extra days in cities and not doing the flyout on the travel day, right?
Well, that's in the CBA as well. I mean, they've changed the rules on how many hours you can have between games when you have to travel, and the reason that the Giants had a 4 o'clock game against the Mariners on Wednesday was because they had a day game in Minnesota the next day, and they're just requirements where they have to have a certain amount of sleep. Yeah, sleep. Every team has a sleep guy come in, but or woman. I'm not being sexist here. A sleep person, doctor,
right,
come in spring training and talks to them, and they have consultations during the season as well, and it's important for everybody. I mean, I can tell you that as an insomniac myself.
Yeah.
You know, if I could find a way to improve my sleep without any kind of chemical means, I would.
Right. Henry Shulman with us. Henry, Jeff Samardzija.
Ambien.
There you go.
Relax.
Whatever your method is, we support you. And it's legal in California. All right. What is the word on Samardzija?
Samardzija threw a 40-pitch bullpen yesterday in the cave or in the tunnel. He called it like a high school bullpen session. And he grew up in Indiana, so he had to do a lot of throwing indoors. He's going to throw in a extended spring game in Arizona on Monday in a game that Will Smith is actually going to start. Bochy said that one more practice game, and then if he's okay, he'll be inserted in the rotation. You know, I would guess sometime around the beginning of the series in Arizona that we go to in the 17th of April, somewhere around there.
So they will only need a fifth starter, a minor league fifth starter once, it sounds like,
Wednesday,
right?
It could be once, it could be twice, but yeah, you know, if they have him open that, it sounds like it could work out where he could open that series in Arizona, and in that case, they would only need the fifth starter once. It
Wow.
will be between Suarez and Beattie. They both pitched on the same night on opening day in the minors. So, you know, they're not giving us any hints one way or the other.
Both pitched extremely well.
They both pitched extremely well other than walks. Neither one of them was really commanded the strike zone all that well. They were both effectively wild. And, I mean, that's what is going to kill you here in the majors. But, you know, I think they're going to go more with body of work as well as, you know, just kind of deciding who pitched well that day.
Boy, Henry Schulman with us. Isn't there a 40-man issue on both? Or isn't Beattie on the 40-man?
Yeah, Beattie's on the 40-man. Suarez isn't, but they're not going to. That's not going to be a determining factor. I mean, it might, you know, it might give Beattie a 55-45 edge, but I mean, there's things they can do. I mean, there's moves they can make. They have a pitcher, Chase Johnson, who had Tommy John surgery. He's on the 60-day DL. I think they've done this before. I think they even did it maybe with Strickland, if I'm not wrong, where they could have, you know, release him and then re-sign him to
designate
a minor league. Yeah, something like that.
Well, Zimmer of Kansas, they just did that with Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of wiggle room there.
Okay. All right. What's your take on the first six games so far? And I realize there's 156 to go. Well, what's your take on the beginning?
It was just a weird start. That's all it is. I mean, I'm not big on proclamations before about 40 games, so you can imagine after six that, you know, I mean, it's all, everything is small sample size. I mean, the one thing, my one takeaway right now is that, I see this could be a pretty good bullpen. And I'm not just basing that on six games. I'm basing that on what I saw in spring training. With the way some of these guys are throwing, some of the changes that they've made. You got Reyes Maranta coming up from the minors throwing 98 and getting big league hitters out, good big league hitters out. You know, and he's a guy who probably wouldn't even have been here if we didn't have all these other pitching injuries. I think they're going to withstand the loss of Melanson pretty well. They're going to get Will Smith back hopefully around the 1st of May.
Yeah.
That's the only real takeaway. The only thing I can look at and say, okay, this is something I think we can project. The starters, just looking at who the starters are other than Cueto, you're not looking at a lot of 6-7-inning guys. I mean, that's something else you can project a little bit, which tells you you're going to need these guys in the bullpen.
You know, it's funny, when we were in spring training looking at the April schedule, we said it's a monster schedule, which it still is. 10 games with the Dodgers, my God, by the end of April. Well, they played four already down there. They're 2-2. Now they got the next six up here. Dodgers are off to a little bit of a shaky start on the big boys that they rely on. I don't think it could have gone any better for the Giants getting out of the gate for this month's schedule.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers often have a history of starting slowly. They've started slowly before. I thought it was an advantage for them to play all these games against the Dodgers, especially with Justin Turner out.
Yeah.
You could look at 3-3. They could have been 4-2. They could have been 2-4. You just don't know. I mean, it's just a crapshoot at this point. At 3-3 is fine. I mean, it's better than starting out. I don't know. There's some team out there that's 1-6. I forget who it is. Or 1-5, 1-6. The Astros.
Tampa Bay or
the Astros, right? The Astros were 6-1 before they lost yesterday. The Red Sox, I think, are 6-1. In the long haul, it doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah. Well, just April looks so daunting that for a team that lost 98. You didn't want to come out and go 1-5 and say, oh, now we got to dig ourselves out. So I think that's the most important thing to me, is that they kind of got out and sort of stabilized a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, you know, they could end up 3-5 or 5-3 after this series. They're facing two really tough pitchers. I mean, he'll shut them out in L.A. for six innings, I think, last time. And, you know, Kershaw's Kershaw. I mean, the guy's winless. He's 0-2 or something like that, or they're winless in his two starts. There's going to be a little motivation there, to win in his favorite stadium.
Henry, one more. Henry, on NL West, you got Colorado playing the Braves. The Braves are scoring more runs than the Boston Bean Eaters did in 1990, whatever. Colorado's pitched well a little bit. Marquez didn't pitch well yesterday. Arizona's beating everybody right now. San Diego has lost some tough games. How do you see this West? Just to give you a general gut reaction as it got underway.
Yeah, I think it could be a four-team race. And I mean, granted, the Giants, in the four teams, I mean, you'd have to worry about the Giants just because of the injury to Bumgarner. But, you know, if they maintain 500 ball until he comes back or close to it, they could get in there for a wild card. When I say a race, I mean teams that could, you know, maybe perhaps get into the playoffs. I mean, it's hard to bet against the Dodgers for the division title. San Diego is the only laggard, and I think they have a decent lineup. They have some good young players, and the Giants had a lot of trouble beating them last year, as you remember. Their rotation is just behind the others, you know, even behind the Giants' sort of injury riddled rotation, if you want to call it that. So I think it's going to be exciting. I think these division games are going to be good this year.
Circling back to who may or may not be the fifth starter, that the minor league starter who comes up next week, what are we thinking the chances are that if a guy like Beattie comes up and pitches well, maybe does make two starts like you're saying, what are the chances that he holds on to a rotation spot and a guy like Holland goes back to the bullpen?
I don't think there's much of a chance of that at all. I mean, I think that whoever pitches that Wednesday game has a very good chance of being sent out, actually, on Thursday, because, you know, that guy's not going to be able to pitch for another 5 days, and especially if they think that Samardzija is going to be ready for the next start, they would want to send whoever starts that game, they'd want to send out and maybe bring up another relief arm. So I'm not I think, you know, they signed Holland to a minor league contract. They're not going to kick Holland out of the rotation after two starts. It just doesn't quite work that way.
Well, it's great having you on. The great perspective of a great Hank Shulman. No, it is, because it's only a week. You know, and it's crazy. It's only a week, but we tend to look at baseball microscopically, and we want to do it every day.
Yeah, and I appreciate you having me on. And one little plug, if you go to sfchronicle.com or sfgate.com and see the story that I just put up today about, you know, just the fact that the game's going to be played and all that, there's a link in there to my latest podcast, the Double Play podcast that I did with my editor, Janie Hu. It's about 30 minutes long. You can listen to it while you're waiting for the game or having breakfast or whatnot. You know, it's a lot of this kind of perspective in one nice 30-minute shot. So give it a listen.
Terrific. You do a great job, Henry. I always said, you know what I say.
I got to get my own show.
I tell you that every time.
I'm going to get a stronger chair when I get my own show. I'll tell you that.
All right. That is Henry Shulman. Nice
Thanks,
to have
Henry.
You. Thank you, Henry.